Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. We are in the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, in the first Perek, in the third Halacha, Siyata Dishmaya. We already had two Shiurim, where we saw Neflos, Rabbas, Vigdolos, Atzumos, Mitaras, Hashem. And now we're continuing where we left off. The Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin and Davov, and Dibur HaMaaseh Bitzua Begimel, writes that a pshara, when you make a compromise, even though you require three people, like for a regular din, nevertheless, you don't go after the rov. You have to have all three saying the same thing. And they bring the Tosis brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah on page 72a, that if they're talking about a price and they say, Kiddushai mi beit tlasa, as three people assess it, so then two out of three is enough. But if they say, Kida'amri beit tlasa, then you need all three. And the question we asked was, what does this have to do with pshara? Pshara is like din. Din, you follow the rov. What does that have to do with the case of Kiddushai mi beit tlasa, Kida'amri beit tlasa? Pshara is din. Din requires a row. Or din, for din, a row is enough. You don't need to have all three. It's mazik kashul the kedamri beit tlasa. There you need all three. So to here you need all three. As nara b'kavanat ha-tosfot, kach gam ha-kote katav ha-mordechai. As nara kach. Shuv anachnu tzoadim b'derech morenu v'rabenu zatzal. Reb David. Yesod Evdel ben Kiddushaymi ben Kidamri hu. What's the foundation of the distinction between Kiddushaymi and Kidamri? Sharei zeh pashut sheyesod hadin shel halacha achar harov hu kesheyeshna stira bein harov lamiut. Shal zeh kaima lan denaktinan keharov lo keamiut. First we have to explain the difference between Kiddushaymi and Kidamri. Why do we say when it's Kiddushaymi is they're assessing it, two out of three is enough. In Kida Amri, there you need all three to say the same thing. It's the difference. So the difference is that when there's a stira between the rov and the miut, we paskin, you follow the rov and not the miut. That's what the din of halacha charov is. There's a stira between the rov and the miut. So you follow the rov and not the miut. And therefore, kiddushaymi means that there's a shuma, amitis ladavar. V'tala bebeit tlasa shiagalu es shuma. When they say, we'd like you to assess the price, what you're saying is, there's a true assessment, and please share with us the assessment. We want you to share with us the true assessment. And he says, these three people are the ones who are going to do it. And there, if there's a rove that says that this is the true shuma, unlike the miut, who says a different shuma, we follow the rove. And we assume that this is the true shuma, that what the rove says is the true shuma. You're trying to get to the true assessment. So you follow whatever the rov says is a true assessment. True says the steer between the rov and the miut. You follow the rov. But when you say kedamri beit tlasa, what you're saying is not that you want the true shuma, not that there's an objective shuma, but rather that what's koveh is amirosom. What establishes the fact here is what they say. We're not asking them to tell us what the shuma is. We're asking them to say we're saying whatever they says goes. Whatever they say goes. There's a big difference between saying we want the objective assessment, then you follow the rov because there's a stira. You say the objective is like this, you say objective is like that. When you say amira, what you're saying is whatever you say. There's no stira. Because whatever they say is the way it is. So you can't go after the rov. Because here it's not telling the objective truth, but rather in what they say. And the rov isn't saying the miut shouldn't say what they're saying. The Oiv is not a stira to the miut. And since whatever they say goes, it's not a stira. Whatever I say goes, and whatever you say goes, it's not a stira. But we're arguing about objective facts, it's a stira. But you're not arguing about objective facts. Whatever they say, each one, whatever they say is valid. It's equally valid. So it's no stira, so you can't follow the rule. Therefore, you need all three. So that's Shani Gemara, Kedashayimin Kedamri. Now, that's why Tosis was Madama this to Pshore, the case of Pshara, why? Because that's also not a din. That you have to be Megala. Rather, whatever the Dayan thinks, that's the Pshara. And since one of them thinks that this is the proper Pshara, the emphasis is that as far as he's concerned, that's the proper Pshara. That is the truth. There's no objective truth. It's all subjective. So whatever you say is the subjective truth. And therefore, there's no stira. So therefore, you can't go after the rove. When do you follow the rove? When there's a stira between the rove and the miyut, you follow the rove. But here, there's no stira. Because each one is saying the truth, their own subjective truth. So that's why it's comparable to Kedamri. Kedamri, there's no objective truth. Whatever you say goes. And here also, there's no objective truth. Whatever you say, think you're not Megala the Din. Whatever you think is true. For you, that's what's true. And therefore, since there's no stira between the rove and the miut, you can't say follow the rove. Divrei HaToisus Meirim uBehirim. So the Fizel, the Gabi Machloket, but Hakanot Kzeot and Menagot, Hare Kfi She'amarnu, Yisod HaInyan B'Ma She'Ne'amar, L'Chachamim L'Taken V'L'Gzor. והדבר אמנם תלוי בראיית עיניהם, ולא בדבר שכבר ישנו, וצריך לגלותו. We spoke about in the previous year, about the Konos Gzeros and Menhagos. They're not arguing about logic. Does this make sense? This does not make sense. It's not a matter of logic. But rather, it's tlui b'ri'as einem. How does it seem to you? It's not that they have to be megala something that nobody knows about. But it's how does this look in your eyes? Does it appear to you should make a takana and a gzeira? So there, it's not shaya cholach achar roiv. Why? Because the roiv is not machria. What the other person should have seen. In other words, when you're dealing with logic, so you can say to me that your logic is more compelling than my logic. And therefore, there's a stira between the rov and the miut. That's if you're talking about logic. That's when you're talking about the halacha that Rambam was talking about at the beginning, when they're arguing about a din, right? About something logical, derived by logic. There, you can say your logic is more compelling than my logic, vice versa. In that case, the rov would be machriya, because whoever's logic is more compelling is machriya the other side. When we're talking about takanos and gzeros, it's not that one side's logic is more compelling than the other side. I feel that there should be a takanos and gzeros. You feel there shouldn't be, or vice versa. Tzela b'ri'a seinan. You're not megala the emes. There's some sort of objective truth here. So what each one feels is the right thing. Subjective. And therefore, you don't say halacha charov. The Rambam, the beginning, the first halacha, the din, the Rambam says halacha charov. Here the Rambam doesn't use the lashon of halacha charov, because there is no halacha charov. Because like we said, there's nothing compelling here. There's no compelling logic. In the mail is no halacha charov. Halacha charov is there a stira between the rov and the miut? There's no stira between the rov and the miut. What's the Rambam telling us? Ela de kamash malan Rambam. You have chayav adam lomer lashon rabbi. Ela de kamash malan Rambam. שיש כאן והולכים אחר רובן, דהיינו, לא הדברים שאמרו הרוב, אלא הגברה שהם הרוב. The Rambam is telling us that there's a din of הולכן אחר רובן, not אחר רוב, אחר רובן. What does it mean, רובן and רוב? It's pilei plus. רוב, is that you're following the majority opinion. Because there's a steer between the two opinions. So you follow the majority opinion. You follow the words of the majority. That's halacha ha-roiv. Halacha ha-rubon is referring to the gavra. It's referring to the individual. And this is a special kamash malan. Vu kamash malan miyuchad. Sheomnam eino inyan ledina klali shalacha ha-rov. You're normally talking about halacha ha-rov. We're talking about the din that's in front of us. The din that's in front of us, you go after most of the dais. You go after hadvarim shel ha-rov. That's the regular din of rov. There, hachrat ha-rov al ha-din yeshna rak mishim shemevatelet v'soteret yet ha-mi'ut. Why are you following the rov? Because it contradicts the mi'ut. That's in other cases. Those are classical cases of halacha ha-rov. But here, Rambam says, halacha ha-rubon dehainu shekivan shebedin ha-gadol hem ikar Torah shebaal peh. We were marich in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Ilchichus Mamrin to explain. Then we say that Beis Din HaGadol, the Rambam says, Beis Din HaGadol Hem Ikir Torah Shebaal Peh. That means is that the people of the Beis Din are the Torah. This is the Torah. We were marich. It's kedai to listen. Kishmak. Ve'arichu sebehekev gadol siyata dishmaye. Api Torah Rabbeinu kamuvan. זה כל מטרתנו וכל שאיפתנו להעביר הלאה את המסורת של הדורות. אז בית דין הגדול הם התורה, הם בעצמם, האנשים שבבית דין הם התורה. And there, רובן, דהיינו רוב האנשים קובעים מהי התורה. רוב האנשים קובעים מהי התורה. והתורה שהיא אצל רובן פועלת מדין הלך אחר הרוב שכפי הרוב של האנשים. דהיינו התורה שישנה אצל הרוב. חלה התורה שבזה גם על המיעוט. So, when we say הלך אחר רוב, we're talking about the gavras. And since the Beis Din HaGadol is עיקר תורה שבעל פה, so when we say הלך אחר רובן, we're saying is follow the majority of individuals. And these individuals are Torah themselves. They are a chefetz of Torah. And since the Rov says that is a certain way, that means the Torah is a certain way. And this Torah is chal on the mi'ud as well. Umishum. She'umnam klapei anyan en kan stira. You're right. As far as the words that they're saying, takanas menhagos and gzeros, as far as whether the words they're saying, whether you should be metakin or shouldn't be metakin, you should be gozer, they shouldn't be gozer. There's no stira between the roiv and the miut. Why is there no stira between the roiv and the miut? Because each side is valid, because they're saying their own truth. Each side is saying their truth, and their truth is just as valid as the other side's truth. So there's no stira b'dvorim bein ha-roiv la-miut. But klape ha-toira there's a stira. Klape ha-toira ke-toira yesh kan stira. Torah qua toira there's a stira. Because if the majority of the Beis Din HaGadol says one way and the minority says the other way, so that means the majority of the Torah is saying one thing. And the minority of Torah is saying something else. Because we're dealing here with the Beis Din HaGadol, and they are Torah. So the majority of Torah, not the majority of the words of the Beis Din HaGadol, that's classical, but that's not here, because here we're not dealing with what makes sense. If we're talking about what makes sense, din, then we have to decide which logic is more compelling, whose logic is more compelling. Here it's not a matter of logic. Here it's a matter of what they think. But what they think is turning into Torah, because they are Torah. And therefore what they think is Torah. So there's a stira and Torah. The majority of Torah is one way, the minority of Torah is the other way. And if you have a stira, now what we did is we created a stira. Beforehand, we talked about a basin of three, there's no stira. If it's ba'amira, If pshat, there's no stira to against one, because whatever you say is valid. It's your own subjective truth. So there's no stira. You can't mechuber one way or the other. But here there's a stira. Why is there a stira? Because we're dealing with Torah. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Torah. So now there's a stira. What does the Torah say? Now what do they say? What does the Torah say? HaTorah keTorah. Because they are Torah, not the words that they're saying. Now, since they are Torah, it's a stira in Torah. So the Yesod HaDin, it all starts with the fact that of the Gavra. The Gavra says a certain way, and the Gavra is Torah. And therefore, Hafle Befele, the Rambam says, Ruban, Halach Echa Ruban, you go after most of the people. Because the Yesod HaDvorim, the reason you're following Rov Torah, is because Rov Torah is because most people say this way, and therefore it's Rov Torah, and that creates a stira between the Rov Torah and the Miut Torah. That's what the Rambam says. It's Tali in Halachacha Ruban, the people. Because now there's a stira on Torah. Most of the Torah is this way, the Miut Torah is this way, but there's a stira on Torah because of the individuals. So it's the end of the Gavra, what they're saying. So at the beginning, the Rambam says, talking about the Yitzhak Halachacha Rov, classical Rov, that this is Machlokes B'dvarim. So you follow the majority say this way. Not the other way. So you follow the majority who say this way. In other words, you follow the majority says X. So you follow X. Because of Dvarim, because of X. That's Rov. Here we're talking after Ruban, the people. You see, it's not because of the words they're saying. Because what they're saying is not stereo to each other, because each one is saying what they're thinking, whatever they're thinking is valid. But they're Torah Shabbat Peh. They're Torah Shabbat Peh, they're Chavetz of Torah. So this is stereo in the people, fundamentally. Because now that they are Torah, the fact that their people created the stira, that they are, these people are Torah, created the stira in the Torah. Nevelam says, Halachacha Ruban, go after the, most of them, the people. Advarim me'ir kesapirim b'yamim b'ir. Baruch Hashem v'siyata d'shmaya v'yishavnu harbei diukim b'shnei hashiurim ha'elu, yishavnu et ha'diuk. Why? It says, Nechaku. In the first case, and then after it doesn't say Nechelku in Seiros HaKanas, it says Ro Mitzasin, not Nechelku. Because you know Machlokas is in logic. But here there's no logic. Here's whatever you feel is valid. Miyashi by Ro versus Ruban. Where Miyashi, why it says Sharekulam Eskimo. In the first case, because Kulam is Schemu, because it's an objective truth. It's an objective truth we should all agree to. But in the second case, it doesn't say Kulam is Schemu, it's no objective truth. Whatever you feel is right. So it doesn't start out with the Kulam is Schemu. Baruch Hashem, Advarim Smechim Kol Kach. Mizeh Afshar Lefaresh, B'divrei HaChinuch. החינוך במצווה עין חס כותב שאף על פי שלפי דייטוי במחלוקס בעל מזמין ובסר רב חוכמה ולא בסר רב מניין he says normally in a machlokes we follow the smarter people not the smarter numbers not the bigger numbers the bigger wisdom but it's not like that in the machlokes in the Sanhedrin in the Sanhedrin we always follow numbers Not the smarter people, but the numbers. Ayin shem divrei chinuch, shehu kosev b'tam ha-dover, why in the Sanhedrin do they always follow the numbers? Shehu lefi shehem hoyu b'cheshbin m'chuyev min ha-teira. V'hu ki'ilu tzivsa ha-teira b'feirush achar roiv shel elu tasu kol inyoneichem. Since they were in a cheshbon mechuyev min haTorah, there is this accounting that is obligatory from the Torah. It's like the Torah said beferush. To go after the majority, not the minority. Since there's a cheshbon here, you count the votes. In the middle, you count the majority, not the minority. Torah says to make the cheshbon down. So you follow the rule. It's like the Torah says, before, you should follow the rule. They are a cheshbon, a mechuyev in the Torah. Torah says 71. So you follow the rule of this cheshbon. Is a cheshbon mechuyev min haTorah. You have to follow this cheshbon. The Torah is an accounting, a number. The number is 71. So you follow that number. V'hoi, she'em kulam hayu chachamim gedolim. Moreover, they were all great chachamim. They were all great chachamim. Since they're all great chachamim, so you have to follow them. The rove of the numbers, and not the rove of the cheshbon. ולכאורה, אינו מובן כלל, מה שכתוב עניין חשבון מחויב מהתורה. Every basin has a חשבון. There's a basin of 3, there's a basin of 23. They all have a חשבון. They all have a number. He says, oh, since they have a number, so he seems to be saying, since they have a number, so it's like the Torah says to follow the rove of that number. Okay, all basins have a number. So why didn't you follow the rove of all basins? Only Sanhedrin says to follow. And even though they have a cheshbon mechuyev in haTorah, why would you not follow Rav Chachma b'seder? They have a cheshbon mechuyev. But you can still follow Rav Chachma. It's also difficult to understand what he writes b'hemshech hadvarim. Kilu tzivsa haTorah b'feirush achar rov shel elu tasu kol anyanechem. Ma ze anyan l'chol anyanechem? V'ikaro, שהוא בחשב מחויב מן התורה, כמו שכסף החינוך. What does this have to do with? And therefore, you should, the Torah was mitzvah in all of your matters to follow them. Why does he have to say, it's said the Torah is mitzvah b'feirush, achor alat hasu kol inyanecha? Why they call inyanecha? Since there's a cheshbon mechuyev in haTorah, since the Torah gives you a number, an amount of people you have to have in the Sanhedrin, so you follow then the rov. What does that have to do with the kol inyanecha? V'gam lo muvan, ma shekatav, mitzvah shem yiyu kulam chachamim gedolim. Chinuch writes that they're all chachamim gedolim. We say that. But the question is, if some are bigger chacham than others, they're all big chachamim. But if some are bigger than others, and if they're all equal, then in every basin, then you're going to follow the number. So why is the Sanhedrin different? שהרי סוף סוף הנידון הוא בידוע שיש מי שיש בו יותר חוכמה מאחרים. סוף סוף the issue is when we know that there's some who are wiser than others. So do you go after the rov חוכמה? Do you go after wisdom or numbers? Because if by other based in all the rabbis were equally wise, so you'd also follow the numbers. But the Chinuch makes a distinction. He says, no. Here you're not going to follow the most. Here you're going to follow most of the numbers because they're all big chacham. Yeah, but some are bigger chacham than others. And if they're all equally chacham, so then in a regular based in also you follow a row of numbers. There's no distinction
between a regular base and the Sanhedrin you follow the numbers and a regular base and you go by Rav Chachma. If they're all equal Chachma, of course you follow the numbers. We're talking about they're not all equal Chachma. So what does it matter that they're Chachma and Gedolim? In the Sanhedrin, why shouldn't you follow Rav Chachma like every other base? אז ברצות השם דרכנו, אנחנו בשיעור הבא, בלי נדר, אנחנו ניכנס, נסביר את החינוך, ובעזרת השם הדברים יאירו ברור יקרות. ואני מאוד מודה לכם שהייתם עמנו, ושהקשבתם, וברצות השם דרכנו אנחנו נמשיך. כפי שאני אוהב לומר, תפסת אמרו ולא תפסת, תפסת אמרו ולא תפסת, לא לעשות יותר מדי בבת אחת, ואני מאוד מאושר. דרכי הדרכי נויה בכל נשיא ועשה אשר להם. אשריכם ישראל, אשריכם תלמידי חכמים שדברי תורה חביבים עליכם ביוסר. מורי ורבי ישראל. We're so fortunate that we're able to learn this Rambam together. And in Mitzvah Shem, אנחנו עוד נתקדם בלי נדר. תודה רבה רבה על ההקשבה וההאזנה. שלום שלום. בלי נדר נמשיך.